It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dante.
So what we do on the show, we talk about famous or iconic characters from video games and then go into their history and talk about, you know, everything from every game they've been in and all the cartoons, everything else.
Right.
So this first 10 episodes have been all inspired by Dante.
Yes.
So we have characters that he would like to talk about. And then...
Some good choices.
Yeah, oh, great. Great. Very, kind of Nintendo heavy.
Yeah.
You know, people love Nintendo.
Right. As they should.
And then after that, it'll be 10 episodes of my choices. And then we're going to have some special guests come in and do their choices, so... Today is Pac-Man.
Yes. I chose Pac-Man for my final episode, if you will. Just because I thought it was important to at least mention him,
right,
in the beginning of our, if you, in season one, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go through a long list of games.
Quite a few,
but I think everybody can speak to Pac-Man in some fashion. So I think there'd be something for everybody.
So pretty much we're going everywhere from 1980 to 2002.
Yes.
Just because, I didn't really play anything except for that reboot.
And I expect to perform above average on the trivia question today.
Oh!
I expect to, because I can't imagine that you're going to throw anything too crazy at my head today.
That's true, it is Pac-Man.
It is Pac-Man.
You're kind of talking about, it's pretty limited.
Yeah.
Okay, well we'll jump into the trivia.
Let's go.
Mr. Confident. If I can get to my papers.
Yeah, okay.
Number one. How many power pellets in the average board?
Four.
That is correct. Number two. How many dots per board in the original Pac-Man?
Cool.
And it's actually been a current... Like, it's been a theme.
160.
240.
Yeah.
I need a pen. Number three. What is Pac-Man's original name?
Puckman.
Puckman, which sounded like a cuss word, so they changed it. Puckman. Yes. Number four. What is the nickname of the Red Ghost?
Blinky.
Damn it. Yes, that's correct. So what are you, 3 for 4?
3 for 4.
Oh, boy.
Which is actually where I've usually finished that with my
That's true. That's true. Number five. What ghost do we know well is missing in the original game? You have in the original game Blinky, Inky, Pinky, but not...
There's Sue or Clyde.
Yeah, I'll accept Clyde. That's fine.
Yeah.
What color?
Orange.
Oh. 4 for 5, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Number 6. In which Pac-Man game can you jump first? The first Pac-Man game that you can jump.
Pac-Mania.
That's correct. Yes. That's correct. Man, you are good at this.
Finally.
Number 7. What is usually the first bonus item to appear in a level?
It would be the... cherry.
That is correct.
Yes.
Number 8. Game was released here in 1980. When was it released in Japan?
82.
Also 1980.
Oh, wow. Such a bomb question.
Thank goodness. I worked really hard.
6 for 8?
6 for 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 9. Namco released the game in Japan. Who released it in the U.S.?
For some reason, I want to say Tecmo. That's not right, though.
Midway.
Yes. Midway.
Last question.
Yeah.
So what are we at?
I'm 6 for 9.
6 for 9. So you're either going to be 7 for 10 or 6 for 10. What is Pac-Man's wife's name?
Miss Pac-Man?
No. Mrs. Blank Pac-Man. What's her name?
Mrs. Puck Pac-Man?
Her name is Pepper.
Wow, okay.
6 for 10.
That was a tough one. Okay.
6 for 10.
I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere.
It actually was first introduced in the cartoon. Yeah. In 82.
And I'd watched the cartoon.
Yeah, me too. All right.
I'm fine with my D.
That's an F.
Okay.
I don't know what school you went to.
My grade school.
I went to a 1990s. College prep
school. Well.
That was an F.
Okay.
What'd you pass on, Kirby?
Yes.
Everything else has been fails.
Yes, but Kirby was technically a B. You say it's a C, but...
Anyway.
I feel good about ending
this
season's trivia, man.
That was good. F on your last one.
Yeah.
So if you did not know, Pac-Man, of course, is an arcade game developed by Namco. First released in Japan in May 22nd, 1980. Was licensed for distribution in the U.S. by Midway and released in October the same year.
Mm-hmm.
The first hit arcades became a huge hit, selling over 100,000 units in its first year. So what'd you think? First Pac-Man game.
So your story's probably going to be different from mine. I actually hated Pac-Man when I first played it because Ms. Pac-Man was my first Pac-Man game.
Oh.
And so, the variations and upgrade to Ms. Pac-Man, then going backwards, my first reaction was, why is the level the same every single time?
Because
it doesn't change.
True.
The difficulty does. So I didn't like it. But...
this was not my first Pac-Man game.
No, either. Okay. But I can appreciate it for what it is. I mean, I'm not going to at all say that it's a bad game. You know, but... there is kind of a challenge to doing the same level over and over at different speeds with the ghost reacting different and having a shorter window where you can eat them. So, I mean, if I had to rate it, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. Well, the reason that it was so popular So in 1980, the only thing in arcades besides pinball machines were Asteroids, Space Invaders, and pretty much sports games, but they were like, they were pretty much Pong.
Yeah.
So this was totally new.
Right.
So you eat stuff. And it was just like, psh, like in the way Star Wars was in the film industry, which was just like, psh, mind blown. There's this little guy who eats ghosts. I want to play! So that was one of the reasons that, you know, it was just huge.
Yeah.
It also wasn't targeted towards, like, dudes.
Right.
So, like, when you go to the arcade, I mean, a lot of the pinball machines have curvy ladies or different things that are more male-oriented, macho stuff. Cars.
Right,
things
like that.
And then, obviously, shooting things in space, very dudes. Oh my god, space! Right. So... this was the first game that was like, hey, girls, boys, moms, dads, grandma, grandpas.
Everybody can play it. Play. Yeah, I got you.
And that's why it was huge. Following year, Ms. Pac-Man is born.
Right.
My
understanding to that was...
the moving fruit. I guess that's your big change.
The level changes every two levels, the design.
Right.
So it gets really crazy as it goes on. Was my laundromat when we would go to the laundromat. That was my game that I played for hours until I ran out of quarters.
Oh.
Never got past the third set of levels.
We are still not on the one that I played.
Really?
Yet.
Wow.
Wasn't born yet.
True.
But you had horrible laundromat and no up-to-date games. Faster gameplay, Ms. Pac-Man, I think arguably could be considered probably the best Pac-Man game, even though it doesn't follow our dude,
right.
Mr. Pac-Man,
right.
I guess his name is. So this is Pepper, right? Ms. Pac-Man is Pepper. So her last name was Pac-Man before they got married.
Right. And I think they technically get married in Ms. Pac-Man.
No.
No?
No. They get married in Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man.
That's a game.
We'll get to that.
Oh. Audience, you're going to find out there's a lot of Pac-Man we don't know about, and possibly you as well.
And in a way, there's actually Pac-Man games that Namco didn't know about. Because Midway illegally used their license throughout the 80s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. Like, it was bad. It was a...
I don't even see how that transpires, but...
Well, sure. It happened in 1982.
Wow. Okay.
Pac-Man Plus. So it was created without Namco's permission. But see, Ms. Pac-Man was also created without Namco's permission.
Was it?
Like, Midway just was like, hey, let's bank on this.
Wow.
So they were shelling out all these games. Namco had no idea, really. Besides getting back to them like, oh, okay, well, they do have the license, but they could have told us.
Yeah.
We should be getting something.
And so, Ms. Pac-Man, it could just be me, but I feel like it was more successful than Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Because
the level design changed.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it's just kind of like a mirrored version.
And stuff. You had Ms. Pac-Man everywhere. In some places it didn't even need to be.
It was easier to get to.
Yeah.
Pac-Man Plus pretty much is Pac-Man. I would compare it more to Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay.
But there's no fruit. It's all cakes.
Okay.
But that's literally...
sexist.
That's literally what Pac-Man Plus is.
Okay.
It is Pac-Man in Ms. Pac-Man's game with cake.
Boy, talk about really reaching for a game.
Yeah. 1982 again, Super Pac-Man. Do you remember that?
Super Pac-Man was when he got really big.
Right, but you don't need pellets. Remember, everything was fruit.
Yes.
So weird. But he got bigger than he ever has. I remember the opening scene more than anything because he comes back like huge.
Right.
I remember the artwork more than anything because you had him with a red cape. He had his arms and his legs and he was kind of in Superman pose.
You're right. Yes, yeah. You're right.
So that was Super Pac-Man, right. 1982.
Okay.
1982 as well. Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man, another Midway game.
I'm disappointed in them.
Namco did not know about. Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man actually featured on the board It was their wedding. The opening of the game was their wedding. Now, granted, it was just too little.
Yeah.
You know, and then they kiss. And, yeah. But it was the first introduction of, like, I don't know, kind of like a world, you know, like where these two live, and then Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man. But still, it's not, it wasn't any different than Pac-Man Plus, really. Yeah. I mean, it was just, they just kind of hashed everything. 1982, we had Baby Pac-Man.
Is that Pac Jr. or Baby?
No.
It's not? Okay.
Baby Pac-Man.
Baby Pac-Man.
Baby Pac-Man is the first Pac-Man game I ever played.
Okay.
Note, Baby Pac-Man is not an arcade game.
Okay.
Baby Pac-Man is a pinball game featuring Pac-Man characters. And there are points in the game where you use the board to play traditional Pac-Man style games.
Okay.
It's like a bonus. This I played at the Moose Lodge, where my uncle was a member.
Okay.
Like in the Flintstones.
So it's a pinball. The first, and probably, well, not only, but
it was
first...
a video pinball combo.
Okay.
It was made by Bally. And according to the stats, they only made 7,000.
Yeah.
So I guess it was rare that I got to play this.
Yeah. Game. I don't think people have heard of that.
Really?
I'm sure not.
Because everybody knows what Junior Pac-Man
is. And what year was that?
82.
82. Okay. It's a lot of Pac-Man games.
The last thing they released in 82 was Pac-Man Fever. But that wasn't a game. That was a TV show.
Okay.
I did watch it, but it was just kind of weird.
It. I was entertained,
right.
But again, I watched it years later after them.
And that was the introduction of names like Pepper Pac-Man. Baby Pac-Man was in the show.
I do remember Baby Pac-Man.
So. It aired from September 25th, 1982 to September 1st, 1984. So 43 episodes, 2 seasons... Kind of a weird concept, I guess.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah.
42 seasons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go rewatch them.
No.
When did you watch them?
Cartoon Network.
Oh.
For all I know, I could have been watching a different iteration of Pac-Man.
Maybe.
Because I don't feel like I was watching 80s Pac-Man. So, it's very possible I was watching something completely different. So now I'm intrigued. Might have to use a couple of torrents.
That is illegal. 1983.
Liquid Gamer does not condone the use of illegal actions.
1983, we had the release of Junior Pac-Man. This is the second Pac-Man game that I played.
Yes, okay.
Then I played Miss Pac-Man. I kind of went back.
Yeah.
But Junior Pac-Man, for some reason, I just like the younger themed ones.
Favorite Pac-Man.
Junior Pac-Man is my favorite as well.
Favorite.
Now, granted, big difference between them all, he has a beanie on his head.
Yeah, but the first thing that, like, I was just blown away with, like, how massive his levels were. Like, you had to scroll left and right. They were just so huge. And the AI was definitely much better.
Right.
Definitely better. But I, too, like that he's just, like, with the beanie on his head. He's like the little Pac-Man.
Yeah. So you would probably put... Junior Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Both created without permission.
Yes.
But I do remember Junior Pac-Man very well. 83 was Junior Pac-Man. 83 again, Professor Pac-Man.
Okay, never heard of that guy.
It was pretty much Tetris. Or Dr. Mario. Professor Pac-Man.
Well, Tetris is better than Dr. Mario, so which one is it?
I disagree.
Hmm...
It's more Dr. Mario than Tetris.
Okay, that's not very good then.
1984, we saw the first side-scrolling action game in the series released, which was Pac-Land.
Pac-Land, yes.
Did you play Pac-Land?
I did not play Pac-Land.
Oh.
No.
What?
You know what? I don't believe I had the opportunity to.
Oh. I played
what system was this on?
I don't even know.
Actually, I think it was NES.
Probably.
Yeah, that one I did not get to play. I remember it. I remember wanting to, but you know, at that age, I don't really have much say in what I want to play. So.
So that was 1984's Pac-Land. Mm-hmm. I will see what system it was on, because now I'm curious. Because I played it, but I remember playing it over my neighbor's house. My neighbor had a Super Nintendo, but in 84, I don't think he did.
I do feel like it's been included in one of their compilations at some point.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of the games that they've done are just redesigns, or right. Whatever. Of course, my iPad's acting up. Well, it was a great game. 1988. So 1984 to 1988, there was nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. 88 saw the last Pac-Man game to run an arcade cabinet until 96.
Ironic, the year I was born.
In 96, you were born in 96?
I thought you said 88. 88. Sorry.
No, I did. I was just speaking.
Okay.
So Pac-Mania was 3D.
Yes.
I remember that.
I like Pac-Mania.
How did it look?
Well, I mean, it was fully 3. Well,
right.
3D as far as what it was capable of. But it's a little bit challenging because they're trying to bring it or show half the 3D world, you see a smaller scope of the maze.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you're turning the corners like, bam, the ghost is right there.
I remember it now.
Yes. But it's a fresh take on it. I remember his
eyes being too small.
Yes. And like we said, like I got correct in the trivia question, you can jump.
You can.
You can jump right over the ghost.
Yeah.
Although that sounds like it's a huge advantage. It's not, because he bounces on the way down, and you have a period where you can't just like turn right back around. So,
I do remember that game.
Yeah, actually, you're playing that on my Wii U right now.
Oh yeah,
it's included in the Game Boy Advance Virtual Console.
Yeah,
yeah.
1993, we saw Pack Attack.
Yes,
that was a Tetris thing.
Yes, you remind Super me Nintendo. Now. You remind me now. Now I have to change that list again. So Junior Pac-Man, then Pack Attack.
Really?
Pack Attack is amazing.
Why?
Because it's unique.
All these games are the same.
No.
I didn't play I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
So Pack Attack, it is Tetris, but you also have the ghosts that fall as blocks, and then eventually you'll get a Pac-Man that needs to eat them. So you're doing two things at once. So in other words, while I'm trying to stack it, I also want to position it so that when I finally get a Pac-Man, he eats a series of them, and he's not being blocked off, or that the ghosts aren't trapped.
Hmm.
It's very unique.
Sounds like it.
It's good. It was well received.
Where can I play that now?
Also on the Virtual Console.
Yeah.
It's actually bundled. Pac-Mania, Pac-Man, and Pack Attack.
Oh.
$7.
$7, folks.
Yep.
Get on your virtual console.
Gamepad play.
1994. Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. 1994, we had Pac-Man 2.
For the Sega, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Gotta change my list again.
Why?
Because I love that game.
Oh, jeez.
And it was a horribly received game. I found out through Metacritic. But I don't care. it's also another game that's unique. You do not control Pac-Man at all.
Okay.
So I believe it's based on the animated cartoon. There must have been a cartoon that released around that time.
Oh.
Because
that might be the one that you've watched, too.
Yes. So what you do is, you know, he's in the world, he walks around, and you fully interact with the world. So you have a slingshot, and so, like, when you start the game, like, you're at his house, like, I can shoot a slingshot at his window, and he reacts to it. And then I can hit an apple, and he, like, stops, and he just interacts with everything that you do. And then you can tell him, hey, look, go to the right, go to the left, or look up, look down. I know I'm describing this game very weird. You're probably thinking, this is not a game at all. This sounds stupid.
I just don't get the... What's the gameplay
like? That was the gameplay. It's you triggering things in the world and having him react to it. But there is a story. There is a plot to it. There is an ending.
Okay.
So, I mean, every level you are supposed to go find something that would take you to the next stage that ultimately took you to the end where you had to fight this boss. I can't remember her name, but she was like the mega ghost.
Okay.
You're so uninterested right now, aren't you?
Well, it's just like, when... Because we've done enough of these Icon episodes to see where characters go off course.
It's funny you say
the
that.
The first thing it does, it is a Tetris-y game, and then they just go into No Man's Land.
It's actually funny you say that because, well, I don't know if this... Well, it's got Namco's name written on it, so I don't think Midway had anything to do with this, but... they absolutely did not want to do this game, but they felt like they needed to do something different for Pac-Man, which now, today, as we've learned, seeing all these iterations of the same Pac-Man game, I feel like they were justified in that decision, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I liked it.
Okay.
So,
hey, it's in my top
five. It's in my top five.
It's wild. the year after that, 1995, we saw Pack in Time.
I have nothing to do with that one.
Me either. Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it was actually a rebranded game. They just kind of put Pac-Man...
as an icon.
...as the character.
Okay.
So the game was supposed to be Fury of the Furies. Hmm. Or the Fury of the Furries. But they just made Pac-Man the dude.
Because the furries weren't cutting it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that happens, I mean, even in film, the original, or like, the second Die Hard film was supposed to be a totally different movie, but they just threw John McClane in it.
Why not?
So Pac-Man is the John McClane of video games.
I can agree.
Because he's just throwing himself into things that don't really work in his world, so. Did not play it, but again, I did not have a Super Nintendo.
Did you hear that, folks?
What?
You did not have a Super Nintendo.
No. My family was very budget conscious. I'm just trying to make you feel guilty, though. what is the next game? Pac-Man VR.
Ah. What is that? We're going to learn what Pac-Man VR is.
You don't know what it is?
No, I do not.
Neither do I.
And this was in 1996. Okay.
It was a game featured a 3D environment, so similar perspective to Pac-Man 2, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Similar to that, it looks like it was developed by a company called Virtuality. But it actually was a arcade cabinet game. So this was the game that brought them back into the arcade.
Right.
Even though the arcade was
dying. Yeah.
So that actually might be why we don't know what the game is.
Okay.
Because
so it's not a console game at all.
No.
Okay.
So basically, it is a game designed by a company that nobody really knew in the Pac-Man universe, but it didn't fit what we know as Pac-Man.
Okay.
So... that's why we don't know what it is.
And we'll probably keep it that way.
Yeah. I'm sure if you want, you can find a YouTube video. All right, 1999. So 3 years after their launch back into the arcades, back again, we got Pac-Man World.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny you said, you made a comment earlier about how they kind of like veer off.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I didn't play all of Pac-Man World, but I do remember playing it. It felt very Crash Bandicoot-ish. It even looks Crash Bandicoot-ish.
Right.
Fully 3D world this time on the PlayStation 1.
I played it on the Dreamcast.
Oh, did you? Okay, okay. He's got the little pellets that's on the board, but he's going front to back like right. Crash Bandicoot does.
Like Crash Bandicoot. Jumping.
Jumping, yes. Doing all those
like
things.
Crash Bandicoot.
So, I mean, I thought it was okay, because, I mean, we liked the Crash Bandicoot series. I mean, and at
right.
that time, there wasn't a lot of games like that, so, I mean, we could argue that Pac-Man is a Crash ripoff. Pac-Man World is a Crash ripoff, but...
we could.
It was a fresh take for Pac-Man, and I don't think it was a bad game, so...
Then we had, in the year 2000, Peck in Party.
This is another veer off project, isn't it?
It is. So, similar to every party game, they're all kind of the same anyway, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Peck in Party was his entry into the party game. Okay.
Featuring the whole cast, I'm guessing.
Right.
Miss and Junior and... Okay.
Silliness. 2000 also had Miss Pac-Man Maze Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play that?
I did play that a little bit on the N64.
Okay. If I remember, it was kind of similar to the Pac-Man World, though.
It was, actually. Yeah, actually, it's not much different from that. It's, again, just using her.
She does have a bell on her head.
She does, and she has that beauty mark. So.
Oh, that's right.
But you know what? Now that you say that, there is a game that I have to mention. It's Miss Pac-Man. Oh, wow. The name drops me, so I'm sorry, folks. But I know I played it on Super Nintendo. It was I believe it's the first time that you had co-op in Pac-Man. Because you had the ability to have Miss and Mr. Pac-Man, or I'll say Mr. Pac-Man, on the same board. But it was in Miss Pac-Man's world. But they were in it together. So player one and player two could actually be
console?
Working. Yeah. Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. You actually could be working together to complete the maze. But it was much harder.
Right.
So
when you ran into each other, did it just stop?
When you ran into each other, you quickly would bounce the opposite way and couldn't stop until you hit a wall. So if there was ghosts, if the ghosts are chasing you and we hit each other, it's a problem. So you need to stay out of each other's way. Which is kind of hectic. And they had variations where, like, you could play, like, crazy-style Miss Pac-Man or super hard or super easy where the board was just, like, Junior Pac-Man size. It's really good. Very good. Especially, it's a blast to play with co-op. So I'm kind of surprised, like, in some form or fashion, we haven't seen another game like that. But I remember playing hours of that with my brother. So... I can't tell you what year that was released, though.
I don't have it.
That's fine.
2000, we also had Pac-Man Adventures in Time.
Adventures in Time is a PC game, isn't it?
It was actually, it was pretty much, just PC.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to get into that. I remember looking at it and wanting it, but...
I mean, it had different time periods, so Egypt... Dinosaurs, and it's a lot like Pac-Man World.
Okay, just PC based.
Right. So with the power of the PC, they were able to make it bigger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wild West.
Well, yeah, at that time, yeah. That was 2000?
That was the year 2000.
2000, okay.
And it's weird because I gave up after that. You know what I mean? Like 2000, I can't even tell you, I think...
Right. Well, so here's the irony in this episode. Like, there's no doubt that Pac-Man is an icon. Like,
right.
He's known around the world from the arcades. And even though he's more of an 80s icon, like, he's still... Like, people still know who he is today.
Oh, yeah.
But let's not make it bigger than what it is. His gaming lineup, library, is not anything to really be... enthusiastic or impressed of. He's just, I can't explain. And you know, it's funny because until today, I didn't know that most of his games were illegal.
Illegally made. Yeah, they did not have permission from the creators.
That's quite interesting. So, but nonetheless, he's a recognizable figure. I mean, Pac-Man won't be dying anytime soon, which is funny. I think it's funny because, like in our previous episode, like we talked about Crash, like where is his future going? Well, Pac-Man is not really...
True.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, a lot, like, look, if you look at the people we've covered.
Yeah.
So Mega Man, well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot, gone.
Right.
And then you have ones that stay around and have games that keep coming out year after year, right. Like Sonic and Mario.
Right.
But Pac-Man is
He keeps coming.
He's bigger than anyone we've talked about.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he is. He's gaming.
Godfather game. Yeah.
He's one of the, you know, it's the biggest icon as far as that little mouth.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, there's no threat of his legacy ending.
No.
Even if he only shows up in things like Smash Brothers.
Right.
So. 2002, right? 2002?
Yes.
Pac-Man Fever. Did you play Pac-Man Fever?
I did not.
I did.
Okay.
GameCube.
Oh, wait, yes, I'm sorry. Wow, I'm completely blanking out. Yes.
So basically, yes. Even though it sounds cool, Pac-Man Fever, it is actually Mario Party.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I didn't know where you were going with that, because your facial expression made me think that you were going to be excited for it.
I did, didn't I?
But...
Yeah, so board game style...
yeah, and that's... Haichi, I think that's how you pronounce it, from Tekken, that is featured as a cast member in that game.
So weird.
It's, I mean, you know what? It's almost like how we were talking about with the Crash, how like they're just reaching for people to put in, to throw into a party game, because they really don't have anything.
The group, yeah. Because, right. I mean, that is one thing we covered heavily on the Crash.
Right.
It's just like his racing games.
Right.
Like, who are you racing, Crash?
Which even Pac-Man had a
he did.
GameCube racing game. It's...
He did, which is actually not on my list for a reason.
Yes.
Pac-Man World Rally was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I mean, here, we'll go over the characters.
Okay.
For the racing game. You have unlockable characters. I'll go over first. Figar and Pooka from Dig Dug.
Okay.
The Prince from Katamari Damacy. I don't even know what that
is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, enough.
Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Junior Pac-Man, Blanky Pinky Inky Clyde, Talk-Man, Spooky, Irwin, and Pac-Devil.
Okay, yeah.
What is Pac-Devil?
I don't know. It is actually even listed as an unknown source.
Well, he's never been in a game. But Pac-Devil is, I guess, the Bowser to... Mario?
I don't like it at all. I'm so upset as we're looking at this character right now. This is so bad.
It is literally a red Pac-Man.
It looks like a pumpkin.
Well, he's red. Blue gloves, blue shoes, jack-o'-lantern mouth with a devilish goatee.
I'm not
that impressed. That was their boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like they're like, alright, we need a big antagonist for Pac-Man. Pac-Devil?
Could have just really kept it at the ghost and been fine.
Pac-Devil. Kind of reaching.
Yeah.
Kind of reaching. So after Fever, we had 2002 Pac-Man World.
Yes, Pac-Man World.
Do you remember Pac-Man World?
I remember it. Another game I was not really impressed with. Actually, to be fair, I played the DS version of it. I did not play the console. I have the console version because somebody gave it to me, but I'm kind of like so checked out of 3D
Pac-Man
games.
World 2.
Yes, sorry. Pac-Man World 2. I'm so checked out of it, I just... But it doesn't... thinking back to Pac-Man World 1, I can't imagine that it's a bad game.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Metacritic, it's a 73.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good game, but unfortunately, like, I keep going back to Crash because I feel like they're on similar planes.
Crash didn't start an industry, though.
No. Well, I mean, as far as, like, where they kind of went
right.
Going forward, like, I even considered, like, buying some of these Pac-Man games. After, like we said, Crash 3, like, I really wasn't interested in really playing any Crash Bandicoot game.
True.
Ever. I can honestly say, like, if a new one came out today, and it was, you know, really well received, I wouldn't hesitate to probably get it.
What?
A Pac-Man game.
Like Pac-Man, like, traditional?
No, like a 3D world one. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate because... I've played some before and they've been pretty good and they don't look bad. Whereas when we were
maybe
looking
you should
at,
buy the new one that's out.
That one actually does look bad though.
It's what you want.
A game that quickly went to a budget title is never good.
I agree.
So
what's it called? In the Ghostly Adventure?
Yeah.
That's the newest Pac-Man.
That's the newest.
Available on Wii U, PS4, and everything.
Yeah.
Looks bad.
It does look bad. It looks, well, the game looks targeted to a younger audience.
Yeah. It looks like there, is there a new cartoon? Because they're acting like
I think there are.
Or there
I
will
think
be?
There are, yeah. There is, actually.
So if anything, Pac-Man's more like Sonic.
Wow, wait.
Because
whoa.
He's still around, whoa. And he's doing crappy cartoon reboots.
Whoa. That's just not right at all.
Why is that? Sonic has done a racing game. Sonic had a party game.
His racing games are good. Sonic Transform Racing is actually
so you're saying
very
the game
well...
featuring Pac-Devil is not good?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. Are you saying it is?
I'm saying it's just as good as Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed.
It's not. It's really not.
So besides the Ghostly Adventures, we have him appearing in Super Smash Brothers.
Yes.
Which is odd.
Oh, well, before that, I have to mention that he was thrown in Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
True.
Which was weird.
That is weird.
I was excited until I found out they were going to stick him in a robot and have the robot do all the fighting. So, this isn't... Smash Bros. Won't be Pac-Man's first brawl, if you will. yeah, I'm pretty corny with that.
That was pretty corny.
But yeah, so big surprise. It was announced at E3 that he will be in...
That was their E3 announcement.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, they capped it off with Pac-Man.
Right. But since then, we've had other announcements. Rayman.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
So...
He does not get his own episode.
No. Well, he could. I don't intend
not
to,
me.
But...
Him okay. and Luigi on the blacklist.
Wow. But, no, yeah, so I'm excited for Pac-Man and... In the new Smash Brothers.
His moves are weird.
They are. I feel like they're, like, not well thought out.
Right.
Like, hey, Namco's helping us develop the game.
Right, explain that. Like, why is Pac-Man in Super Smash Brothers, really?
I think it's definitely because of Namco. Like, people knew that from the start when Sakurai said that, yeah, they're going to be helping with this. I'm okay with that, though, because I feel like they do an excellent job with the Tekken series. So, I'm sure, well, I've played the new Smash Brothers, and it feels very, very, very polished, even at the stage of that right now. So, I mean, I'm excited to have Pac-Man. It's the first time we'll have Pac-Man, Mario, Sonic, and Mega Man all in one game. So,
it's starting to feel like PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
Except just not that bad. Wow.
I killed in that game. All right. So to end the show, we're going to be talking about the perfect play. The perfect play of Pac-Man. So a perfect Pac-Man game occurs when the player achieves the maximum possible score on the first 255 levels by eating every possible dot, power pellet, fruit, and enemy.
Yes.
Without losing a single life. And then scoring as many points as possible in the last level. The last level is pretty much get as many as you can because you're going to die.
Oh.
Many people have attempted to break this record. It is in Guinness mm-hmm. books as well.
I know that one. Can I count as extra credit?
No.
No?
Still got an F. It actually took 19 years.
You're ruthless.
Took 19 years after the game came out for anyone to ever finish Pac-Man. Now that is a feat.
Yes, I actually watched that documentary on that, too.
Oh, good.
It was interesting.
The amazing feat was accomplished by 33-year-old Billy Mitchell, who finished Pac-Man with a perfect play on July 3rd, 1999.
Yes.
Mitchell completed all levels, and he reached the 256. Half the screen became jumbled, mm-hmm. because it is an impossible level to complete. It took him 6 hours to win the game. And the highest score, 3 million? Right. 3,333,360 points.
Mm-hmm.
In September 2009, so 10 years after that, David Race of Beaver Creek, Ohio, became the sixth person to achieve a perfect score.
Hometown hero.
His time, 3 hours, 41 minutes, and 22 seconds, set a new record for the fastest time to obtain a perfect score. I'll do another factoid.
Okay.
So far we have 6 people that have beat the game.
Right.
The gentleman from Beaver Creek is the one who did the fastest. I just wanted to go over this real quick. In December 1982, an 8-year-old boy, Jeffrey R. Yee, received a letter from U.S. President Ronald Reagan congratulating him on a worldwide record of 6,131,940 points, a score only possible if he had passed the unbeatable split-screen level.
Ooh.
In September 1983, Walter Day, chief scorekeeper at Twin Galaxies, took the U.S. national video game team on a tour of the East Coast to visit video game players who claimed they could get through the split-screen level. No video game player could demonstrate this ability.
No.
In 1999, Billy Mitchell offered $100,000 to anyone who could pass through the split-screen level before January 1st, 2000.
Hmm.
Nobody has. But apparently the little boy did.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But Ronald Reagan was nice enough to send him a letter. So.
Okay.
Some jelly bellies.
You know, there's a funny thing about that. Do you know how they attain that? Like, have you seen the trick that they use to try to...
No.
So
you've seen the documentary, yeah, right?
So it blew my mind because I was like, there's no way that could be accurate. But you know, in Pac-Man, there is a particular spot that if you go at a certain angle or a certain direction, the ghost will never touch you, no matter what.
Really?
They just, it's like I believe they call it a black hole. It's just a spot where they will never touch you. They'll just keep going around you.
Hmm.
Unless they're actually chasing you, but, you know, like they have that period where they all go into their little zone.
Yeah.
If you go in your spot, they will never come to you.
Huh.
So.
Wonder what spot.
I'd have to show it to you. But it's in the bottom right corner, right where the fruit is. So. And you have to go up into it.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah.
Bunch of cheaters.
Yeah.
Anything else before we close? This is your last character episode.
My last character. I wish well for Pac-Man.
I do too. I will play as him a few times, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like the little like noises they have.
I feel like he's going to be like a troll character.
Like, feels like Game & Watch.
Yeah. Like, you'll be mad that you get beat by Pac-Man, but I don't think he'll be a garbage character at all. Yeah. I don't think Namco would allow that.
Namco wanted
that. Though they did allow that in Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Does he have eyebrows?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
In Smash?
No, he has like his like classical look.
Oh.
So.
Because the new one he has is
right.
Like
he does
mean,
have eyes, bro. Yeah.
Mean eyebrows.
Yeah, that's...
But anyway.
Yeah, never thought about that. Well, like you said, legendary icon, you know, like you said, kind of the pioneer of gaming, if you will. I know everybody gives that credit to Mario, but, you know, it wasn't for Pac-Man.
Mario on the console.
On the console. Console-wise, yes.
Pac-Man for the industry.
Right. Well, even then, you have to think, like, the Pac-Man arcade games kind of gave way to the Donkey Kong arcade and so forth, so... he's worth mentioning, so I'm happy to end on him.
Well, our next episode is going to be top 25 from each of us, games from previous generation console. So that should be interesting because I know our lists are very different.
Yes.
You can follow the show on Twitter at The Liquid Gamer. We're also on Facebook, The Liquid Gamer Podcast. Make sure to comment, rate, subscribe, and until next time, good gaming.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Finding the right pros for home projects can be tough and spark a lot of questions like, how do I find a pro who can help? Will they do a good job? Will I get a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. From leaky faucets to major remodels, HomeAdvisor connects you to the right pro for the job in seconds and even helps you get a fair price. Read reviews, check project cost guides, and book appointments. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free HomeAdvisor app to start your next project.
At Metro, the best deal in wireless is on. Switch to Metro and get one full Amazon Prime membership included every month. Plus, get two free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens. All with two lines for just $90. That's the best deal in wireless, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires port and an eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.